You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue. And you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? You are watching The Voice After Show. The gauntlet was thrown down. We got the battles today. Listen, there was shade, and some of our favorites went home. Listen, don't move.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Serenaded.
Who will stand by me?
Felicia!
She really can't sing.
What'd they say?
Sunny days. Everybody.
They've been waiting for
them.
This, you guys.
I think Sound she's a Beyonce.
Baby.
I'm like Kelly right now.
After show.
Yes. Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome. You got serenaded. You're welcome. of course. Hey, it's Felicia Michelle here, and I am with my lovely ladies. We're about to kick off the show, y'all. It has been an interesting week. Amen.
So we got battleground.
Yes, was the battle, like the gauntlet was thrown down, and I'm really sad because some of like my favorite people went home. But what do you guys think about this show? Oh, introduce yourselves first.
Okay, hey guys, I'm Sierra Stafford.
What's up, guys? I'm Steph Sabra.
You guys, so what did you think about the battles this week? I'm sad.
I'm not sad because I feel like the people that we thought were going to leave got stolen. So it all worked out, so I'm pretty happy.
I get really attached, so I promised myself going into the season, like, do not get attached until the battles are done. And then you can focus, and then you can get pissed. I'm focused, but I'm not getting too into the people. So people who left, I'm sad, but I'm not like really depressed about it. I'm excited for next week. That's what we were looking forward to last week.
Yeah, that's hard though. I'm attached.
But the battles were really good. Like,
the battles were amazing. Some of the mashups, I was like, I don't know if I was a coach, I would have put certain people together, but we'll get into that in a little bit. It just makes me sad because I get easily attached to anything. And, seriously, and I'm like extremely sentimental, usually sometimes for no reason. But I was just really feeling those people. Like, we watched all of their stories. Like, seriously, these were tearjerkers, a lot of them. And then to have to see them go home, you know, somebody's dream kind of ending so soon in the beginning is sad. The Voice is a little more of an intimate, I think, singing competition. But anyway, let's get right into it. So let's just start with Team Blake. I like to talk about them and the team.
Okay.
So Team Blake, first off, can I just start? Oh, no, I'll start. Save that for the end because that's a special thing to me. So Team Blake, we saw Kaylee and Cameron with a K, and they... What?
We have to emphasize.
You have to, because the C or the K is Cameron with the K. And they battled, and their mashup was interesting because I feel like Blake picked a song. It was like the song, and then the two contestants were on was three different levels. Like Kaylee is so different than Cameron, and then them coming together in a song that's just totally different than either one of their tones and like kind of what we expected out of them. I thought it was really interesting that Kaylee decided to play the guitar and Cameron decided not to play his guitar. That's how we met him, like strumming his guitar. That's how we met him. He came out with his guitar.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when someone plays an instrument and sings, it kind of adds an element that makes them a little bit more unforgettable because you know how difficult it is to do both at the same time. I was surprised that he went without his guitar. Like, were you guys shocked at that, or did you think, oh, okay?
I think that that made a good point because I feel like this performance was kind of different. I feel like Kaylee was more, I feel like this was a weird mashup for me. And I feel like if they did have the guitar, it would have been, like, more better, I guess you can say. Like, would flow more together instead of sounding like two totally different people. And it's like, I like you both, but I feel like it's two totally different things going on right now. That's how I felt watching the performance.
But didn't Cameron won that this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. It ended up working to his advantage, and I think, and I agree with that, actually, because we got to focus just on his voice, and I felt like there was a few times, and we were saying it, where, like, I felt like I could only hear one person, and this was one of them, because I think she's amazing, but I could only hear him and a guitar. I wouldn't have brought my instrument during a battle because it's the voice.
Amen.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and I thought it was really smart for Cameron because even Keith Urban was like, you know, maybe you might not want to use your instrument, and maybe thinking about moving forward in the competition, especially during battles, because it's just a sing-off is essentially what it is, and it has nothing to do with you playing the guitar, and maybe that distracted Kaylee a little bit. I just think that that combination of the two of them, like, he was already stronger.
Yeah.
He was already a stronger vocalist to me, so I kind of really wasn't surprised by the outcome and what happened with her leaving and that nobody picked up the steal. Actually, no, I don't think anyone has a steal left. It was just Blake.
Yeah, Blake had his last steal, so he used
that. Yeah,
but that was later.
Yeah. But so no one else had a steal to even get her anyway. Kind of.
Is that rude? I don't think she was worth the steal. But
you don't?
No. I mean, I loved her. I did like her performance, though, but not to just say, let me, you know, use my steal. Those steals are sacred, so.
Listen, I mean, it's important because you're kind of giving someone a second chance to stay in the competition, and they could ultimately take someone else's place, you know, who they wouldn't have had they not been stolen. They just went home to their mom and tried to get maybe next season.
But this was the one where Adam was like, you guys are basically dumb and no one is listening to the pattern that every country singer goes with Blake, and then you get paired up and it's...
You lose.
You sound the same. So it's... And you don't sound the same, but it's very similar, and you're only going to have one country singer.
You all go home. Like you say, you're going to go home.
He made an excellent point, and I never really thought about it like that, because you're all going to compete against... And why does it seem like that? Like, there's only room for one country person. It's like, there's only one room for one female rapper. Like, no, there's room for other people to do this.
I think it's like that.
That's an amen. Cardi, Nicki, you hear that?
No, seriously. We talked about that. Seriously.
It just kind of seems like they all do that. That was a great point of Adam. So hopefully maybe somebody's watching that and will take heed next season, because if Kelly stays on, Kelly also has experience in country music and doing country music, has a love for country music. And honestly, I kind of feel like the coaches are so strong on The Voice that take anybody. Like, it's a strategy type of thing. Like, you have to understand, it's a competition, so there has to be some type of strategy behind it. Like, I get people get on, and they're like, oh, this is my favorite person, and I want to pick them because I love them. And it's like, you could love them, but this is a competition. You need to love yourself.
Yes.
I love how you read it that. But also for the coaches, stop putting country and country together. Like, you see how they put, like, she's a country artist, let's put them together.
It's because they don't want two country on their team.
Oh, well, but you see how it's conflicting? No, they're going to go home. So it's like, either way, it's an L, though. I don't know.
Either way. Speaking of, you know, people taking L's, there were some people who I really, really loved, and I just wanted to, like, just talk about them really fast that went home. It's kind of weird. I was a little upset, I mean, because we didn't get to see full battles for every single mashup. The one that I really wanted to see was Fushi and Rada. Like, theirs was just kind of like snippets of it.
When they do that.
And they both have such powerful voices, and they were both such, like, captivating presences, and, like, the way they looked. And I was like, I kind of really want to see that. I guess they can't play everybody, but my girl Fushi went home, and that makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, rooting for her and her green boots. I loved her.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see it. Like, did she really deserve to go home? We don't know.
Do you feel, like, cheated?
Yeah. I feel cheated every time. Like, because it's like, well, because, I mean, we didn't really get to see anything. We just seen, like, 2 seconds. But the 2 seconds was what? It could have been anything in those 2 seconds. So, and they had a lot of those tonight. So, I was really sad about it. But we trust the judge's judgment.
Do we trust the judge's judgment?
I don't know. I wish I could see it all. I really do. Because I'm like, and I guess I'll be mad if they do that moving forward past the battle rounds.
Yeah. Like, if we see that in the knockouts?
No. Yeah, then no, that's not fair, because we're voting.
I feel like we'll have more time, and it'll be less people, so maybe they won't do that. So I don't think they will, but if they do, I'm going to be over it.
So they had, so Adam put together Reagan and Emily, which I really enjoyed. And I liked how they did it too, because it was also Kennedy and I want to say Leila or something. I think her name. Layla, right? Mm-hmm. So they were together. Like, they kept the younger people together. And that was something I was kind of worried about, because there's so many older people on the show and there's a lot of younger people. And I'm like, well, are they going to, just experience wise, are they going to have like someone older with one of the younger girls? But they kind of kept them like together. It was a really cute thing, but it's kind of sad to watch somebody like the younger people go home. It's just like, it's sad, but you have time, girl. Yeah. Like, don't worry.
I don't think that's what Adam said. Yeah. He was like, y'all have time to go be great. It's okay. Whoever wins, it's okay. You're still young.
And they sang one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists. I love Ed Sheeran and like Photograph. Actually, I love any Ed Sheeran song.
That's surprising.
What?
But you love Ed Sheeran.
I love Ed Sheeran.
No, like, he's one of the greatest. Obviously,
like,
I'm
duh. Like, you didn't think you'd take me for an Ed Sheeran fan?
No.
Oh yeah, I'm like singing it in my car with an accent and everything. Like,
he doesn't even sing with an accent.
Yeah. Sometimes he puts a little. It's a little. You just gotta listen for it. Kay Steffi has gotta hear it out. So, Team Jennifer. All right. So, Jennifer, it's Frank. Frank? Frank. Wes? Frank? Is that how you say it? I know it's Frank. Like a C. Okay. Frank and Matt. And Matt Johnson. Matt's... Do you remember Matt? Matt's his mom.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
He has breast cancer. Yeah.
This made me sad.
That was a great performance, too.
It really was.
I love that she always... Because she's such a powerhouse, like, Jennifer is such a powerhouse, like, it's not necessarily that she expects people to sing like her. She just expects people to give as much as she gives and how passionate she is as a coach. Like, how'd you like watching her?
And I think I understood why she picked Frank over Matt after her saying, you know, like, I need somebody with that voice. This is the voice. And Frank, you know, although I do like Matt, Frank did have that powerhouse voice. And I just have to say, I just love how he dresses. Did y'all see how, like, he has that hippie type of dressy style. He always has some on his head. I just love his whole persona. But I was really sad for Matt because, I mean, like, he really fought hard to be here. So his whole backstory was like, dang, I feel bad for him. But, hey, this is the voice. So Frank brought it.
I love them both. And I actually think both of them were pretty swaggy. I love their style. Yeah. And I really think it was one of those things where they were both even. Just brought a little bit different through the night. So I understand. I probably would have gone with him, too. That one was hard.
It's difficult. And also, too, remember, it's like a progression, right? So they're progressing as they keep going, you know, through the competition. They're going to start looking better and dressing better. It's one of the things that we like. No, it's one of the things that we like, because it's the overall polish of you as a performer. Because you remember, you're the voice, but it's also performance-based. So if you're a performer, that includes your everything. Think about some of the best blind auditions that we saw, or people who walked out with the most confidence, who were just like, boom, like they had such a presence. And even though the judges couldn't see them, I think that also adds to their performance.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely.
Just their artistry.
That's like anything on camera, really. True. Even for us, like, your style is putting a certain tone of...
What does my tone say?
I'm just kidding. A lot.
and nothing all at the same time. But where you can get a lot of things is on our YouTube. You gonna tell them about that, Ciara?
Yes. So, hey guys. So, Hey After Buzz is our network producers after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz to continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our After Buzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on the air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us of the ESPN TV talk.
Yes! Leave a comment, because I'm like a stan in the comment section. Like, I'm like, I like, be like, creeping late at night.
Yeah, I was going head to head with someone in the comments last week.
Oh, shout outs to them.
Yeah. Auto-correcting me. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
They know, no thanks.
We're not perfect. We're just trying out here, you know? Just saying. So speaking of, one, I think this is probably, this is the second best mashup or perfect mashup was when they put Sarah Grace and Erica together.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know if stank face. I don't, that's bad to say, but it just means she put some stank on. It's a positive thing that we're saying. It was positive when Kelly said it too. She might have been feeling it, but Sarah was seeing it, okay? Because you know, yeah. she can see color when, and hear music. Yeah. So she was seeing it. And I think that when she went in, initially she was super intimidated. You could tell she was intimidated by Erica because Erica's like moving and she has like the, yeah. you know, like she's feeling it. And Sarah's like, okay. All right. Like,
pick up the speed.
All right. So I see she's doing that over there, but she ended up like really hitting those bigger notes. Like, it's crazy sometimes when you look at somebody, you think, oh, I don't know, like, if they're gonna be able to, like, pull that off. But she really, like, she killed it. She just came out. And I'm sorry, but I think she kind of crushed Erica. Like, not in practice, but in performance. Maybe, and not maybe presence, but vocally, yeah. But Erica's, like, moving. Yeah, and, you
she
know,
has a stage presence.
She Erica. Does. And she's very attractive. But, I mean, Sarah's, like, what, like, 15 or something like yeah. that? So, it's just, that's something I expected from her. But her voice was...
Powerful.
Very powerful. And she hit the bigger notes. And so, look, you guys know who I really want to talk about.
I yeah. think we all want to. Look, I think
we're all know. Patiently waiting. The literally the best battle of the, I think of the entire season, of all the battles, and this was the very best one. You don't think this is the best so far? I mean, we're
okay. Yeah, I agree.
It's okay.
So far. So, you know I'm talking about Team Adam. Going to say, put some respect on this man's name. And it's Foon Show. So we were like sitting here arguing, like not arguing, but like talking about it. We're watching it, and I'm like, "No, it's Fun Show." And it's Sierra's like, "No, it's Fun Show." I'm like, "No, I think it's like food, like Fun Show." Like I don't know. We were just like trying to figure out like how to say it right. And I'm so happy that like we got a clear clarification with like it was
right after we said
literally.
It.
And Adam told us what it was,
and it was written out like phonetically. Like, don't mess
Foon
it up.
Show.
Like, Foon Show. So Foon Show and DeAndre, I got that. DeAndre went head to head. And they sang the song we opened the show with. They sang "Can You Stand the Rain" by New Edition, which is one of like it's a classic R&B yes. song. Like I feel like almost everyone knows the lyrics to it. Like vocally, it's so powerful. And I knew that they could pull it off. Like I kind of want their version on my iTunes.
Oh,
like I need to.
They'll
hear.
Have it on iTunes.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Like I'm here for it.
What I love most with this performance, besides the song itself, was the brotherly love connection they shared on the stage.
That.
Oh my, it made the performance 10 times better. Like, they're so cute, and they have so much support and love for each other. It made the performance much more gravitating. Like, oh my gosh, keep singing, guys. Like, I loved it so much.
During our special segment, I'll go into depth of that. I agree completely. But just vocally, they're so good and so different. And when you hear Foon Show, you're like... Dang, like, can you beat that? Can anyone in this competition beat that? And then you hear him, and he's like, yeah, you can't. Like, I mean, they're so equally different and great, and I'm so glad they both got picked up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's funny, because when they were singing, and because they were singing a song that's by an R&B group, all I could think was, you know, if this doesn't work out on The Voice, and y'all live near each other, the way your voices blend and melt together... It like
just on the side.
Maybe you could do something together. You could make some type of because their voices just they were so unique and they just fit. It was like a puzzle piece. Like you know, a puzzle piece looks all weird, but then boom, you put it together. Like oh, there's the picture.
Yeah, and it's one of those times where it's like they're no one. I feel like, you know, like, there's a duo on shows, and, like, there's sometimes, like, co-anchors and stuff, and
yeah.
both of them are so good that you're, like, even though you're different, you can't pick who's better. Like, you just want to hear them both, and together I feel like that's what would make them so strong. Like, I really would want them to be a group.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And no, okay. I was going to say, they did remind me of a New Edition. Even the judge said, like, y'all are like your mini New Edition, so I got the whole vibe. don't feel from it.
It was dope. I was a little nervous that DeAndre wasn't going to bring it how he did because he was so nervous in the rehearsal. But then I think about it, too. Like, it takes a lot of courage because these are, like, legends. Like, CeeLo is one of the original judges on The Voice. And just, he's done so much in music. Like, making his own records, producing records. And, like, Keith Urban. Like, you're literally, like, 2-3 feet from like a legend,
literally,
and you're and then there's another person, another legend sitting next to them, and there's a camera right there, and it's like, and there's other person next to you that can sing they behind off, and then you're like, so I can see why he was nervous, but I loved what Adam said. He was like, you can either take that energy and like let it get to you, or you could take it and transform into something that's going to make you more powerful, that's really going to like have you pop on stage. Like, you can take that nervous energy and just make something out of it, or fall flat on your face. And I'm happy that he like succeeded.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I love how both of them, but especially like his family survived Hurricane Harvey not too long ago, like, and Funcho's family came from Nigeria, made him get an education, he got an education, like there's so much for them to fight for that I thought they would bring it, but that pressure I was worried about, but they did it, because I mean, you feel that when it's with your family and stuff, like you have to bring it.
That connection, I think maybe that's where they connected from. Just like their background, what it took to get them to that particular moment and stage. And I can't remember which contestant it was during the blinds, and he said that this is a big moment for him because he knows he's standing on other people's shoulders.
Oh yeah,
because he knows that other people helped him get to where he is.
I remember that.
Do you remember?
Was it the North Pole guy? No, wasn't him.
No, it wasn't Mark. No, it was, no. He wasn't standing
on anyone's shoulders. He was on the ice.
Yeah, he was skating.
Let me stop.
But that was, I couldn't imagine me and Adam and having to pick between the two of them, because I was really like, I just want you to walk off and say you can't pick, and they must change the rules, and they both stay on my team.
We were going for Funcho, which was the crazy part, because we were like, you know, DeAndre, he might not bring it, but I feel like once you know the pressure's about to be on, you're going to bring it. Like, I feel like the moment he walked on that stage, he was like, look at here. I got something to prove, okay? Funcho, you got to go, but... You know, it all worked out.
Said he gotta go. Well, obviously, he don't gotta go because Blake used his very last steal and picked him up. I would have been heartbroken if he would have left the show. I really would have felt some type of way about it. And also, his outfit was popping. Saying, you guys, I would wear that outfit.
Oh, heck yeah. I might go search those cargo pants, like, now.
And I just wish I would have saw our reaction once we saw that Blake picked, stole Funcho. We were all like, yes!
Blake, well, we have to give it to him. Blake was so freaking cute.
He was.
Like, went up behind, kissed him 3 times on the cheek. He was so happy.
Literally.
And the way he hit the button was so calm, because we were like, and they're like, oh, well, all right, so kind of like, all right, well, Funcho, yeah, it was like, okay, well, I guess you're leaving, and Funcho was like, oh, I guess I am, and Blake just, like, casually went,
Tack. Blake was like, just, you know what, let me go.
What did he say? Thank you?
Yeah, yeah, he said, thank you, Adam, for being so stupid and putting those two together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now I would get one of them. He was like, that's what I was, you know, it's strategy. It's a game. It's not just a game for the coach. It's a game for everybody. It's a competition. And Blake was like, I knew my strategy. And it was funny that Funcho was like, well, I didn't know you were going to steal for me because you didn't turn around for me during the blinds. And Blake was like, because I knew I couldn't get you. It was like kind of romantic
Like, we're like, this is going to be the perfect coaching team right here, because they're connecting on a whole nother level right now.
Listen, you might win with Funcho. Listen, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear denim on denim.
Striped pants.
Some are country singers.
Some are country singers and wear denim on denim.
No one ever.
Except Felicia.
What? A Canadian tuxedo?
Oh, I wear that all the time. That's my
thing. I love denim on denim.
I'm just not Blake Shelton, so I can pull it off.
Yeah. Just, mine might be from...
You have a little more swag with it.
H&M, but, I mean, it's still denim on denim.
It's Ashanem. You could be a little fancy. Ashanem. I don't know. I just kind of feel like... I'm sad. I'm sorry. I'm just really upset because Fushi went home. And this is like, I know I should be over it, but I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm not. There was also, like, some shade with the judges, too. You know, they were throwing some shade. I mean, they always kind of do. I guess they make fun. But the shade this week was kind of true.
Tell us. Because I loved it.
So, I was here. Okay, so we caught the shade of y'all are stupid for picking Blake because y'all are going to go home. And that was kind of more shade towards true, competition. Though. But when Blake was complimenting, I think he was complimenting DeAndre, and he was like, I could never hit like some of those notes.
The runs.
He's like, I could never do that. He's like, because I know there's some Maroon 5 songs that like I tried to sing and I couldn't be able to do it. And Adam was like, because my songs have more than three notes. Like, and he basically told Blake Shelton, like, you don't have any range, bro. That's what he basically said.
But they're always making fun of Blake. Have you noticed? They're always like, Blake, sing this song. Like, have y'all noticed that? They're always making fun of Blake, so... We know that Blake ain't got no range, but he still's a good singer.
He's Blake Shelton. Like, you can't take that away from him. Like, I don't think
you have to be the best. You don't have to be Jennifer Hudson, like, to sell records, a.k.a. Taylor Swift. Like, no, but I'm just saying, like, you don't have to be vocally Mariah Carey to sell a record. Like,
we exchange your Taylor Swift and insert Rihanna in there? Because, like, there's worse singers, Sierra. Like, there's worse singers who sell records.
Wait, you think Rihanna's worse than Taylor Swift?
No, I'm saying they're in the same bag.
Whoa.
No, they're not.
Can we fast forward to something else? Because like I don't want to fight with my co-panelist.
That's like saying Beyonce and...
I'm gonna email you guys something this week. I'm gonna show you some raw Rihanna vocals, multiples things of her. Yes, Rihanna can't sing. I'm sorry, y'all. Be all
raw
right.
Taylor
Then I said they in the same bag. They are in the same bag to me, the trash bag. So anyway, let's get into a little news and gossip.
I'm done with you.
When I say I'm shook,
I'm not a part of this panel.
I like.
So I'll be here next week by myself,
just
guys.
Real quick, I love Felicia so much, but right now
she's so mad at me.
I don't know if I can proceed with this.
And
panel.
I just have to say, I love Rihanna.
Are y'all, so gonna, much. Y'all gonna quit?
Okay, get into the music, awesome.
Y'all be so one of my favorites. You know, you guys know I love Mackenzie, and I've been like on her like since before even because she was on the season before this one, and I've been on her on Instagram for a minute. I think I sent her to you stuff like before we even started the show. I was just hype about her,
talking
voice.
About her.
So she actually, it was her birthday, like, the day after our show. I don't know how old she is. I guess I should probably... She's 1 year older than what they say on the show. And it was her birthday. So there's another contestant from The Four that you might recognize. And they had... I caught their IG live. It was very cute. So we have the video right here.
You know, it's Kitchen Loves.
Yep.
Like, girl... Congratulations, for real.
Thank you.
Welcome to the fam because you part of the fam now. But hold on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I love
it. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he did it. I had to cut it kind of
so
short
cute.
Because his run was long, y'all.
Oh, it went longer than that?
He went in. It was really cute, and she was so excited. Like, she's just getting a lot of love on social media, and I'm giving her a lot of love on the show. But I love that he was like, welcome to the fam, like, being on a reality show singing competition, and he was, like, him being on The Four, just kind of like... I know what you're feeling, and I know, like, what you're going through, and I'm just...
And I support you.
Yeah, I'm here for you, sis.
Competition love.
I love that.
Yes.
Isn't it...
I love his voice.
Well, yeah, he has an amazing voice. See, he has an amazing voice. I'm just going to leave it at that. He has a great voice.
Like, he's not on The Voice, okay?
No, he has a really good... And I thought that was really sweet that he sent her a message and just made her, like, feel good on her birthday. Like, you know, so happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, girl. I'm here for all of it. Steph, you ready for a special segment?
Oh, yes! I've been waiting to talk about this.
Oh, yes.
Yes, girl!
What?
Those are my spirit hands.
I thought this was like
for
I woke up
positivity.
Like this.
Positivity.
For what?
Or we're giving our positive moment, our best moment of the night.
Oh, okay. So I thought you said positivity. Like, your pause. I was like,
That too.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, my favorite moment of the night is Funcho and they just, like, the brotherly love between them and the support, because I think I've said this before, I'm all about the support. And when they were watching each other's videos, it was genuine. Like, they really were like, dang. he's so good. And it's true. Like, they are so good. And it worked out, I feel like, because they had good intentions. Like, they genuinely thought each other was really talented. Yeah. And then they just focused on themselves during the actual song, but also, like, were supporting each other. And I just love them. I feel like that's so rare in the industry to see anywhere. So when I see it, it's gold.
Yeah, especially when he looked at him at the end and was like, we did it, bro. Like, before the song ended, he was like, we did it. Like, he was just so hyped. Like,
they
we did it.
They each other.
Like, let's embrace now. It's really cute. How about you, Sierra?
Honestly, for me, we didn't talk about this, but Tyshawn Colquitt and Zakai. So Tyshawn is the one to make the pound cake, you know, to bring it to you. But honestly, their whole performance, the outfit. Did y'all not see the sick outfits the they pink. Had on? Like, the pink suit, the Easter pink that you got going on. The Versace looking shirt, like the, and then Zakai's
like,
what do you call those?
Smooth beats look.
Yeah, like what are those long things called? It was like, I don't know what
like
they're
a
called.
Cape
or a detective's like coat,
a trench.
That yeah,
a trench coat.
Anyways, it was nice, whatever it was, with the hat. I just, the whole vibe, and then they were really, like, they owned that stage. Like, their whole, they had the little NSYNC dance move. Did y'all see they were dancing together? I said, y'all done this before. That's our group right there. If this doesn't work out, they need to be a team, because I'm rooting for them, but they're my favorite.
Let's see, my positivity. I was happy when, I know we didn't talk about it really, and they didn't really, we didn't talk about it, and they didn't really show us, so it was nothing we could really talk about, was when I saw Kirk moved on, like he won his battle, yeah. Because I really, really love him, and I think I said this, have said this before, I really love that he is not the stereotype of what you think of when you, a country singer. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't look at him and think he's gonna sing country. And you don't look at him and think he's going to sing country the way he sings mm-hmm. country, like with that passion, like it's in his spirit. Yeah, like yeah. it's in his soul. Like, he, you know, the way he does it, no one's ever done it like that before. And I was just really grateful that he moved on. I'm of course disappointed that we couldn't see the full battle, but there's so many people, so I get why it's rushed, you know, along. But I'm hoping that we'll hear more of my new favorite country,
Kirk.
Next week.
Oh yes,
next week. Speaking of next week, let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
No,
this is tough.
I don't. This is the hardest.
Yeah,
show
this
for
is
predictions.
Tough. Like,
no, it doesn't have to be. Like, you don't have to be like, oh my god, correct. Like, sometimes I let my predictions be like fantasies in my head that
okay.
I want to happen.
I have one that I just got a feeling of when I was watching it. I feel like Funsho and Blake paired up is going like top four.
Oh, okay. Oh shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree though. I see.
You can
see
it.
I think they're
a really good challenging pair.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Just because that personal connection, you know, okay.
How
I feel it.
How about
and
you?
Just how we were saying, like, you don't want to go with the coach that you love. Like, you should be going with someone that's going to pull you out of your comfort zone. Yeah. And that, Funsho and Blake Shelton, is a comfort zone out of, that's completely out of his comfort zone.
You know who I think is going to really go far, who I wasn't too sure at first, but I have to say Tyshawn. Because in this performance, he really, like, showed us his range, his stage presence, so I think he's going to be a win for Jennifer. Top five, I'm going to say, for Jennifer, because he surprised me tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I was like, okay, Tyshawn, that pound cake doing something.
Are you guys crazy? Like,
what? Who do
girl,
you think?
Girl, Mariah Carey is going to be on next week.
Dude,
like,
that's
a prediction.
It
is, because let me
what?
Finish, because Mariah Carey's gonna get on there and she's going to not play any games. So remember, she was a judge on American Idol, and like, she just is very serious vocally about like what she does. She plays no games. Like, she's coming, like, and I think that she's gonna really stretch the people that we think, oh my god, they have mega voices and this is it. She's going to challenge them, and we're gonna see them probably for the first time in this competition, maybe have some trouble, because you have to think about it. There's people who have certain voices in this competition that they're just so naturally good, like they're just no, for real. Like, for example, like, people have powerhouse voices, like DeAndre. He has like a powerhouse voice. And sometimes when we see people in singing competitions like that versus maybe others in the competition who have different styles of singing or more like, I don't want to say like they're not as powerful, but they're more
style.
Like, yeah, they just have different styles. They're not powerhouses. In comparison, it kind of looks like, but with her being here, I think she's really going to push people. And it's like, okay, are you really a powerhouse? Because I'm a powerhouse.
She still hasn't acknowledged Ariana Grande, so. And I'm she's not acknowledging it.
And Ariana got them vocals like she does. I'm going to just keep it real.
So. Mariah Carey's my favorite vocalist of all time. Yeah. So you're right. I think she's going to just make this next week so good.
She's going to test them.
And not just like, and okay, maybe actually more specific in my prediction, and not just like what she brings to the table as far as like a coach, but more so like her attitude and like her presence. And like, she don't play that. Like, so there, no, she doesn't. And if she detects that you are slightly unaware of what she's capable of and who she is, she doesn't play with you anymore. So I'm like, I wonder if we're going to see any kind of
drama
or breakdowns.
If I was like, I love Mariah Carey and I'm a black Mariah Carey and I sang and then Mariah Carey told me I did not do a good job, like, I would probably
break down.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever she said to me, I'd be like, you're right, master. You're right.
You're right. Thank you.
I love that she always wears sparkle and she does like a sparkle dress. I was just going to say, yeah. Like, boom.
She's like, I'm here. What's up?
I think it's going to be a little different than the other people that we've seen coming, because we saw her on the actual set, like in the regular like judge's chair, like just boom, like yeah. She's bringing you there. Like, she's not in a rehearsal space. Like, you're on the stage with her. Like, you're on the stage you perform on with her. And also, I'm very excited to see Sandy Red next week. These knockouts are going to be crazy. I love the competition. Like, I'm just here for it. So I'm very excited to see people really just going in and doing their thing. People who we thought were going to be gone, like Sandy, like Funsho, back, and to show like why they're there.
Crazy.
So I'm just wondering who's going to go home. So I'm already attached, you guys. So I'm going to be upset about it either way. So
I'm just ready to see who's going to win these comeback stages. And they keep saying like, go watch it.
I'm not into it. Are you guys into it? I know. I'm so sorry.
I'm honestly kind of with you though, because I'm like, I mean, your medical bae, you know, he's on there.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt.
Oh yeah,
doctor. Medical school. Yeah, but I'm.
He's married. I'm not a homewrecker, but
oh, JK didn't know that. But yeah, like you said, I'm just trying to see what's up with the comeback stage, head-to-head stuff.
If you watch comeback stage, do me a favor and put a comment. No, I want to know, like, can you leave a comment and let us know that you did? Because maybe I'm trying to get more into it. I do have the app, but I just, comeback stage is just not. I'm so sorry.
I just
want
to know who wins. Comeback stage. That's all I want to know. Who wins?
Well, we'll be back next week to find out who is going to be knocked out and who's going to be left standing. You ladies, tell them where they can find you.
So you can find me at Sierra Brene on Twitter and Instagram, underscore on the Twitter.
I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And I'm Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle and, you know, at AfterBuzz. But thank you guys so much for watching. Listen, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, bye guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.